Now, here in the United States, it might just be May 5th. But Jensen, others are going to say, Happy Cinco de Mayo. Is that the theme that you've chosen for the day today?
Absolutely. Of course, Mexico's victory over the Second French Empire at the Battle of the Puebla in 1862. Happy Cinco de Mayo to all that celebrate. So, Dave, oye como va with me to the American League Cy Young market. So basically just come on and hey, how you doing? Now, all of a sudden, with the Tarek Skubal injury, we have movement, people. And it pretty much eliminates Skubal from a third consecutive Cy Young. Enter Cam Schlittler as now the short shot for the American League award, only trailed by his teammate Max Fried. Dylan Cease now down to single digits at 5-1. Jose Soriano, if you do not like and subscribe to the Pod of the Futures podcast with Jonathan Von Tobel, Mitch Moss, they were way ahead of the game on Jose Soriano. I think upwards of 100-1. Both those guys have a ticket on Soriano to win the AL Cy Young. So now much more wide open with the exit from Skubal. Let me give you a long shot, but maybe one to keep in mind. Davis Martin of the Chicago White Sox, Dave, trails only Fried and Schlittler in pitching wins above replacement. Schlittler has a 2.1. Fried is 1.7. Davis Martin has 1.6, and he's ahead of Tarek Skubal right now. At 50-1, the White Sox, I think, have the best staff ERA since April 3rd, and that's saying something. So you've got over a month's time now, and he has been your headliner at this point. To me, that is exceptional value. Looking at Davis Martin at 50-1 with all the other metrics, you know, he doesn't strike out the world, but he has been incredibly efficient through his 2026, 5-1 right now on the campaign. And I got to tell you, you know, it's going to be interesting here with Skubal out of the race and how these guys continue through not only the month of May, but through the first half of the season.
And I do believe Matt Youmans has got a triple-digit ticket on Cam Schlittler, so he is sitting in the catbird seat right now at plus 230 to win this award. And with every passing start, he looks the part more and more. Let me just throw one other name out there just for a long shot that I like, a kid I've been watching here for a couple of years now. I was worried they're going to trade him in the offseason. They didn't. I'm talking about Chris Bubich in Kansas City. 80-1 as a longer shot play there. What do you make of a number like that with a kid like that, as talented as he is?
Yeah, I would have to go to his teammate, Seth Lugo, first, a favorite of Mike Palm, who I'm sure is looking at yet another start to a season where he's like, you got to be kidding me. We're doing this again. You're gonna drag me through the mud again. So I don't blame you. I do like where Bubich's numbers are as far as, you know, the strikeouts per nine, far better than Lugo. Bubich at 9.3, Lugo right around 7.63. Again, the Royals really starting to turn some heads here. Michael Wacha, you know, has also been very good for them. So I think you're looking for guys that have been utterly dominant up to this point. Davis Martin certainly fits that in a long shot capacity at 50-1. Dave, La Vida Es Un Carnaval is one of the great hits by Celia Cruz. And that means life is a carnival. And it might be for some hitters against certain starting pitchers today. Let's take you to Chicago, where yesterday, Dave, the over-under was 11.5. We were 3-3 from a lot of that game late after Seiya Suzuki hit the game-tying three-run homer. Walk-off from Michael Conforto. The Cubs have won their 12th in a row at Wrigley Field and their sixth overall in this winning streak. Two guys that stand out in these matchups. Dansby Swanson for the Cubs has had great career numbers against Andrew Abbott. 357, two homers, four walks. Flip side, Ellie De La Cruz, phenomenal against Jameson Taillon, who gets the ball for the Northsiders. 357 and two homers in his own right. But it's the two guys I want to illustrate for you right now. How about Yandy Diaz? Dave, there are some pitchers that you just see and you absolutely dominate anything they have. Yandy Diaz, 5-for-7. That's a 714 average in his career against Kevin Gausman.
Wow.
And Kerry Carpenter, it was going to be Brian Bayo today, but they're going to go with an opener for the Boston Red Sox to start. And it's going to be Yovani Moran. And we'll see what the matchup is like here moving forward. But 4-for-5 with a couple of bombs for Kerry Carpenter here. Just a couple of guys where they feel that life is indeed a festival at the carnival that is the Daily Diamond today.
I tell you, Ellie De La Cruz is so much fun to watch, and to watch him play at that ballpark there at Wrigley Field against a guy he hits well. You might want to look for him for a pop today here. I could see that happening, certainly, for the Big Red Machine there. Gasolina, I believe, is a very popular song. I can hear it in my head right now. Who's going to pour some gas out there for some flamethrowers out there in the mound?
One of the great artists of our time in some circles, Daddy Yankee, with that hit right there. We do have some aces on the hill today. And let's start there in New York. We get Jacob deGrom for the Rangers, and then their young phenom, Elmer Rodriguez. Should be a good one there. We also get Shohei Ohtani pitching today. We'll see if Dave Roberts wants him in the lineup against the Astros. Taj Bradley, as we mentioned, has had a phenomenal start with the Minnesota Twins up against the lowly Washington Nationals. And then Gavin Williams, who has probably been the best starter outside of Parker Messick for the Cleveland Guardians, gets the assignment against the Royals tonight. Couple of totals that I want to intermingle with you here today, Dave. Let's start with Taj Bradley and that matchup for the Twins and the Nationals. The last four starts that Taj Bradley has taken the mound, there have been at least 8 runs scored total in those games. And the Twins will be a road favorite today. They are 4-1 to the over when they are favorite as well. Washington, by contrast, 21-12-2 to the over. That is the second most overs in the National League. That is fourth best in Major League Baseball. They're also 10-5-1 at Nationals Park to the over when they are the home team. So the over 8.5, our first total in pocket at -$1.37 for the Twins and the Nationals. Mentioned Shohei Ohtani on the mound for the Astros today. How about Houston as a home dog? It hasn't happened a lot, Dave. 6 times they've been a home underdog. All 6 times the over has hit. So 6-0 the Astros are to the over as a home dog. Let's play the over 8, -$1.19. We're also going to play the Dodgers, -1.5 on the run line. And Dave, if you look at it and you are kind of pushed over by a feather by some of these prices, they are like -$1.42. The Dodgers are on the run line because it's Peter Lambert on the other side there for Houston. One other total for you. It got over late last night. We played the Braves and Mariners over 7. It gets there with a 5-4 win by Seattle. We're going right back to the well tonight. Over 7.5. And we're going to play that price at -$1.32. That matchup is Bryce Elder and George Kirby. The Braves, after a loss, 7-2-1 to the over. And Seattle will be a small home favorite tonight. It's actually a little bit more of a home favorite than I thought. -$1.43. But they are 11-6 to the over, Dave, when they are a home favorite there at T-Mobile Park. So again, 3 more over totals that we really like tonight. Some great data to back it up. So good luck in your plays here from the Daily Diamond today.
Yeah, and again, they normally get their hitting shoes on when they lose. And that game was scoreless. And all of a sudden, they put up 4 and Seattle comes right back with 5. So you would expect the Braves to keep those hitting shoes on here after that loss yesterday. Very quickly to the Cy Young conversation we were just having. And Jacob deGrom on the bump today and returning now to Gasolina to being an ace like he was back in his Mets days. 13-1 to win that award. I wonder if sentimentality will play into it with the voters. These are humans. And Jensen, I just wonder if he keeps chugging along at this point. I wonder if that number feels playable to you.
Yeah, it does. And again, you've got a guy that when he's right is still arguably the most dominant pitcher in baseball. So we'll see kind of how it transpires here. He's got a little bit of work to do with the guys in front of him, especially on the strikeouts, but make no mistake about it. He is going to get the name recognition. He's going to get the benefit of the doubt. And if Texas is alive and well here into August and September, the focus will be on what he does every fifth day to try and get them to the playoffs.
Yeah, pretty amazing. If you go back just about a week ago here when he and Cam Schlittler did battle in Texas, that's quite the pitching matchup there. So again, good to see Jacob deGrom returning into old Jacob form back at his Metropolitan Day.